Member Week is back at Lowe's with big savings for pros. Now through October 15th, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, building materials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings before they're gone. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we are cooking here. Saturday morning, betting above the rim. John Shames, James Young, Shames and James here for SportsGrid TV. 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern time, and I'm live in the Midtown Manhattan studio, JY live in the New Jersey studio, and we got a lot to talk about. In this hour, we will be doing some WNBA for everyone, some summer league games today, today's action, where you can make yourself a pretty penny, and then talking about some of the futures from a conference perspective. Who's the beast of the East? Who is the king of the Western Conference? We're going to break it all down here on Betting Above the Rim. But JY, before we do any of that, let's rewind a little bit here and look at some of the things that we saw happen this week. And starting off with Damian Lillard, the superstar, the point guard, the loyal SOB re-signing with the Portland Trail Blazers. 2 years, $122 million in extension added to his contract, a player option for that 2026-2027 season. What a ridiculous amount of money for Dame to secure himself in a nice bag there. And the Portland Trail Blazers also secured themselves at least a couple more years of potential playoff relevancy with this move, I think.
They do, Shane, but let's be honest here. You know, he wasn't healthy last year, and then obviously – you know, McCollum gets traded. So it was about, really, last year was the development of Anfernee Simons. And you wondered, what were they going to do in the draft? I was actually hoping that Benny Mathurin would have dropped to them at seven, at six. Mm-hmm. So they went with Shaedon Sharpe. But let's go through this really quick, Shamsie. You have Lillard, Simons, Hart, Grant, Nurkic as your starting five. Folks, that's a really good starting five. Don't sleep on Jeremy Grant as a defender and as a stretch four. Nurkic, if he is one of the best rebounding bigs in the association. We know what Dame time could bring. Simons is a catch and shooter, and Josh Hart is a 3-and-D guy. So that's a pretty good starting five in the NBA. Second team, you look at Brandon Williams, Gary Payton the second, folks. Remember, he signed her as a free agent. Nasir Little as a 3-4. Eubanks. So we haven't even talked about Shaedon Sharpe yet. So a team like them, they have done a nice job of assembling pieces around Dame. Now, when you look at Dame, folks, you know, Dame is 31 years old. So his window is shrinking. So this is the time where they make the move. Now, that's why you saw reports of when, you know, he had the picture of him and KD in Trailblazers jerseys. Maybe they're a team that has to step in and be like, yo, we got to go get it now. So with these guys, with extension schemes, it's about how many years do they have left in their prime to cash in their chips and make their money. But on the flip side, on the team, not giving away too much down the road, but also having the wherewithal to build around your star. And it looks like Portland's done a really good job this offseason.
Also worth noting, Coach, that Shaedon Sharpe, their first-round draft selection here, their lottery pick, taken seventh overall, gets hurt in his summer league debut. Kind of looked like he maybe dislocated his shoulder or something popped out there because he was kind of holding his shoulder as it was kind of falling from his body. So something we have to keep our eye on there. Of course, Shaedon Sharpe did not play a game this year for the Kentucky Wildcats. And that is one of the biggest questions with him is going to be his health moving forward. But I do think that he's one of those players, Coach, that if he does play, you know, if he can stay healthy and play to his potential, that is going to form a really nice scoring trio with Lillard and Simons as well. A welcome to our Sports Grid Radio audience here, Sirius XM Channel 159, John Shames and James Young here for Betting Above the Rim on this Saturday morning. We're talking about the Portland Trailblazers right now, first extending Damian Lillard yesterday. Their big picture season outlook may be a bit impacted by the loss of Shaedon Sharpe. We will see how long he is out for, but definitely a team to be watching towards the middle to bottom of that Western Conference in the Portland Trailblazers. And another team in that same category, JY, is the New Orleans Pelicans. We did get your thoughts a bit on it, but for our new listeners right now, Zion Williamson, $193 million is his official number for the extension that he signed with the Pelicans, has potential to pay him about $230 million. I think it's a great move. JY thinks it's a great move. JY, anything else you want to add here on the Zion Williamson contract extension?
Just the fact that, folks, the Pelicans are loaded. I mean, let's keep this real, folks. McCollum, Ingram, Herbert Jones, Zion, Valanciunas, Alvarado, Devontae Graham, Trey Murphy III, Jackson Hayes, and Hernan Gomez. We haven't even talked about Larry Nance Jr. I didn't even mention Dyson Daniels, their first-round draft pick. So look at that young squad, folks. That is a squad that's going to be on the come up, and they're young pieces. We see what they can do. But Zion, let me tell you something, folks. If Zion is down to 255, where he should be, 260 max, not 285, Lord have mercy on my soul, because you got them shooters around him. You got a big that can finish, and that boy Zion will put you on a poster whether you like it or not. So shout out to the New Orleans Pelicans.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
At times, people have questioned David Griffin. This guy knows what he's doing. He's got the pieces in place. The question for him is this: Dave, will you put your chip in the middle of the table and go get the Slim Reaper? Because if you go get the Slim Reaper for Brandon Ingram, and maybe Herbert Jones, I'm telling you, that team could win an NBA championship.
JY, it almost feels kind of pointless to try and predict the futures here when we still have such a marquee free agent available or a marquee prospect on the move here in Kevin Durant. We'll talk about that after the break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All All right, so we will dive into some futures and some summer league action coming up in just a bit. But we first need to take a trip to the W. And I know that's one of JY's favorite places to be, the WNBA. A lot of good action going around the WNBA during the NBA offseason. And there has been so much to keep up with as All-Star Weekend has arrived. And JY, we got a lot to talk about here with the WNBA because there are two teams at the top right now of the standings and of the odds boards. And there is some clear separation when it comes to the Las Vegas Aces. Oh my, is that a tongue twister? JY, that might be a tongue twister of a team name. I don't know if I've ever struggled to say a team name like that. The Las Vegas Aces are at the top of the odds board right now alongside the Chicago Sky. Chicago does have the best record in the league right now, JY. A game ahead of Vegas right now, but it is Vegas at the top of the odds board. You're seeing them at plus 200 right now, only 10 cents ahead of the Chicago Sky there at plus 210. Moving down that board a little bit, we can see the Seattle Storm plus 400, the Sun at plus 500, and then we get into the triple digits there with the Mystics, the Liberty down there at 5-1, the Lynx down there in the quadruple digits, JY. Where does your eye find itself traveling towards when you look at this board and seeing some of this early value?
Well, the interesting thing what's happened is that Chicago has overtaken the Aces as the best record in the WNBA, but you still have the Aces as the favorite. Now, remember, WNBA folks, top eight make the playoffs. So you just got to be top eight in order to get there. So when you look at a team like the Aces, they got to start playing better. Only 5-5 their last 10 games, but they got Plum. You know, they got, you know, Asia Wilson. They got Becky Hammond on the bench. They got four ladies that can get you 20 any night. But when you look at Vandersloot and what Candace Parker has been doing with Chicago, defending WNBA champions, you can't look past them with their pedigree and their experience. Two teams you want to look at and focus on with I am is one, Seattle. One, it's Sue Bird's last season, okay? We all know Stewie, who is Breanna Stewart, went back to Seattle for the sole purpose of Sue Bird's last season. They have steadily started moving up the odds boards, and now they're only 20 cents behind the Aces to win the WNBA title. So you have to start looking at Seattle seriously. But I know you're going to think it's my hometown bias. I'm going to go down that board, and at 50-1, I'm going to say it, folks, the New York Liberty. I know. They're 9-13. Think about this, folks. The Liberty have the 10th best record in the WNBA, and they have the 6th best odds. They're not even in the playoff race right now, and they got better odds than other teams. What does that tell you? They're dangerous. And they're dangerous because after going 1-7 to start the year, moving Crystal Dangerfield to the starting lineup, and moving Sabrina Ionescu to the 2 spot, they are playing some of the best basketball. They just went into Las Vegas and won a 114-107 game when Sabrina went off for a triple-double. Don't be surprised, folks. This girl is a walking triple-double, and I've seen this girl put in that work, and there's no one better at working out and playing hard like they have. Remember, Laney is still out with an injury, so you got to look at a team like New York who's getting it from Dangerfield. Han Lu, lady out of China, is giving them big minutes. Look at them as an opportunity to maybe win the WNBA championship. Value bet. At 50-1.
I think so, JY, and especially when you correlate that with the individual player markets as well. Sabrina Ionescu, plus 1,600 right now to be the WNBA MVP and the favorite at that list. I mean, there is a big drop-off between Asia Wilson for the Aces, and then you see she's at plus 155. Breanna Stewart, plus 190. Kelsey Plum at plus 500. There's a bit of a drop-off there. Ionescu down there at 16-1, JY. I'm sure if you're on the Liberty and if you're on their ability to improve as the season goes on, you got to think that Sabrina's going to be at the center of that all. That probably is a good place to sprinkle as well, I think.
It's a great place to sprinkle because think about it. Sabrina is top 10 in scoring and rebounds, and she's number 3 in assists, okay? So looking at the stats right now, She's eighth in scoring. And three-pointers made per game, she's sitting at fifth. With rebounds as a guard, she's sitting at ninth. And assists, she's sitting at third. So, Sabrina, if she can go off the rest of the season, and she's been playing, like I said, lights-out basketball, triple-double 2 games ago, we're going to see what you're going to get down the stretch. But if she can keep playing at this rate, which is if she can give you 17 to 20, 8 to 10 rebounds, 8 to 10 assists, if she can get those numbers as close to them, I don't care what you're looking at. You can't look at me and sell to me that there is a player. Let's make sure we understand this, folks. Not the best player in the league. We're talking about the most valuable player in the league. And you can't look at and tell me that someone is more valuable. Ready? Asia Wilson's a favorite of plus 155. If she gets hurt, can the Vegas Aces win? Yes. If Stewie gets hurt, can the Storm still win? Yes, they have Lloyd and they have, Sue Bird. If Kelsey Plum gets hurt, same thing with Asia Wilson. If Jones gets hurt from Connecticut Sun, they got other pieces. If Uma Wale gets hurt, do you have other pieces? Yes. But what happens, folks, if Sabrina goes down? What happens if she gets hurt down the stretch? That team torpedoed. Remember, folks, her rookie season, they got off to a decent start. She rolled her ankle. I don't even know if they won a game the rest of the season. So I'm telling you this right now, folks. When you look at this market, most valuable player, look at the stats. Look at what they mean to their team. Right now, the play should be Sabrina Ionescu to win the WNBA MVP at 16-1.
JY, I think especially, you know, as we're talking about correlating markets here and that idea of correlating these different markets that we have access to, I think when it pertains to the WNBA championship market, I'm not sure that that's the best to correlate with the MVP odds necessarily, but I think it's probably better to look at the regular season standings at that point, right? Because it's a regular season MVP award and the playoff success does not really impact this. So when we do look at those standings, JY, I'm seeing a bit of a trend here, and I'm seeing the Sky, the Aces, the Storm, and the Sun, all of those under 10 loss teams, those are the four teams in the single digits when it pertains to the loss column here. So, Coach, is that group, you think, head and shoulders above the rest of the W? And there's not a lot of separation between those teams, but from what it sounds like to me, you're a believer in the Sky and the Aces specifically.
I really am. Yeah, I just feel like the amount of scores that the Aces have and the pace of play that they go with, It's hard to go against for 40 minutes. So that's why I think you look at a team like the Aces with their offensive firepower and their coaching of Becky Hammon. That's why I love their game. Chicago's got the pedigree, okay? They got the pedigree. They got the championship. You can't discount Seattle for what they have. Same thing, the pedigree. And Connecticut has a defending MVP in Jones. So those four have definitely set the standard between themselves and everybody else, with the next team being Washington, which you don't know what you're going to get with Deladon. Atlanta started to fade 3-7 in their last 10. So that's where you look at teams like Phoenix, maybe New York, as teams with experience and pedigree. Now, Phoenix, because unfortunately the Brittany Griner situation has hurt them, and that's just terrible, and that could be a subject for another day. But I still think the top four teams in the
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom. all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
NBA are the teams that you have to look at as being the best chances to win, but it should be one great All-Star game tomorrow and one great second half in the W.
That is for sure, and we do send our best to Brittany Griner, and hopefully that situation, very scary, gets rectified soon. Keep it right here. We got plenty more to talk about other side of the break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, a little magic, some money making, baby. That is what we're doing here on Betting Above the Rim. We're going to be going through all the Summer League action for today, or at least most of the Summer League action, because there is a lot of games and the segment is not that long. But JY, we're going to go rapid fire here. Let's bring him in right now. JY, the Orlando Magic. We'll start. I mean, we have to mention the Toronto Raptors and the Philadelphia 76ers playing. Right now, Philly's laying 4.5. I mean, you can talk a little bit about that game if you want to, but not a whole lot that I'm watching for. My focus is more so on Paolo Banchero and Keegan Murray in the Kings versus Magic showdown at 4 o'clock Eastern time. So, Coach JY, if you have any thoughts now on Toronto, you may provide them. But if you want to focus on Sacramento here, I think that's the marquee matchup for this afternoon.
Yeah, let's focus on the marquee matchup, between Orlando and Sacramento. For Sacramento, listen, Keegan Murray has shown a really good ability to score. And not only score, Shamsy, but really effective in his scoring and in some of the games he's played leading up to this. So I do like what I've seen out of Keegan Murray. I do think we've never been concerned about what he's going to be able to do in regard to scoring. It's always been about Sabonis and taking the ball away and stuff like that. Well, that's not happening here in Summer League. Now, don't sleep on Jared Roden. Jared Roden, kid out of Seton Hall, can score, has played really well so far in Summer League. So let's see what they get out of him. When you look at Orlando, obviously we know what we're talking about. We're talking about Paolo and how he played, especially the first game going up against Jabari Smith. Very effective, showed his ability to create off the bounce. So we'll see what we get out of those guys. But when you look at this, with the points, 171.5, that means you're looking at about the 85 point mark here to get to there. I would look at over-unders and playing the games live, meaning is I don't know if that number's too high or too low. Let the game flow and see how these guys are playing and then play it from there. If you're asking me who I'm leaning on with the point spread, I actually would probably take a little bit of sprinkle on Sacramento to actually win on the money line.
I like that, Coach JY. That's a good approach for the Summer League games. As much as, we love to pride ourselves on our handicapping ability, and you more so than me, especially when it pertains to things like the W and like Summer League, it is kind of hard to find that edge because there's just so much unpredictability. You don't know who's going to be playing minutes. There's a tendency in these Summer League games to sit down the better players, guys like Josh Giddey and Chris Duarte, who are kind of already more seasoned NBA players. You don't want to risk them getting hurt and everything like that. So as the game goes on, I think we see less of those players. So I really like that idea, JY, of trying to hop in live, getting a feel for how the game is going, hopping in live as it pertains to your handicapping here. But let's focus on a couple of these other matchups today, JY. A short spread, the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. Neither team predicted to be all that good when it comes to Summer League. Of course, very different than the two Eastern Conference Finals, finalists that we saw this season. But at 6 o'clock, JY, it's the Detroit Pistons taking on the Washington Wizards. This is a game I have my eyes on just because I love the guard matchups here that we're going to be seeing. Of course, Jaden Ivey has made himself known, made his presence known early on in the Summer League. I'm excited for Johnny Davis on the Washington side. I believe Johnny Davis is playing, and I think he is, yes. So Johnny Davis will be playing today for the Washington Wizards. I'm excited for that matchup, Coach JY. I think Johnny Davis is arguably the most ready player out of this draft class. And I do think he has the physical tools to be a very strong impact maker as well. He's proven himself here. You know, Bradley Beal is back in Washington, so not a surefire starter. I think he's going to step up. I am actually really looking to, looking a lot at this matchup right now, just from a entertainment perspective, JY.
I think you're right, James. And the fact that Johnny Davis can play actually both sides of the floor, shot maker, shot creator, fundamentally sound, it should be interesting to see him play tonight. But this is a game, if I'm taking, I'm willing to delay the points, it's this one. You got to look at not just the fact of Jaden Ivey getting 26-6 in 32 minutes at 6 of 14% from 6 of 14 from the floor, but Jalen Durham looked really good in his limited 12 minutes. You know, they got Isaac Stewart, Killian Hayes, Livers. You know, so they got guys that they're playing, the Boeheim brothers, and you don't know when.
Shout out,
guys. You know, when Cade are going to get some run. So to me, I like Detroit minus the points. I think this is a game where, you know, I think when you go into a situation like this, people smell blood. And I just, the way that Jaden Ivey came out that first game just showed to me, like, this dude's just different. And he wants to make people embarrass them, but at the same point, shows ability to get to the cup and create for others. And because of the surrounding guys with Livers, with Killian Hayes, with Stewart, with Durin, he's got so many other pieces, James, around him. Give me the Detroit Pistons minus the points tonight in the game.
And it makes sense, Coach, because Detroit is the pretty overwhelming favorite right now to win the Summer League straight up. Plus 600 for the Pistons to take home that trophy, followed by the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're down there at plus 750. And we can focus on the Thunder here for a second, JY. They have a marquee matchup today as well when it comes to two of these premier players and selected in the top three. Number two, Chet Holmgren, taking on number three in Jabari Smith. And we saw, of course, when Jabari went against Paolo Banchero and the Magic, scoring 10 points, collecting 7 rebounds, and racking up 3 assists there. And today, we're going to see, perhaps a little bit more from a physical perspective of an even matchup between Chet and Jabari Smith. A lot of length, a lot of athleticism, not a lot of big bodies, let's say. I'm curious to see if Jabari Smith comes out aggressive, looking to create his own shot, and if he's able to succeed and do so against Chet Holmgren and the stifling Oklahoma City Thunder defense.
I think you're going to get a little bit more aggressive version of Jabari. I think he needs to show that. I think that's going to calm some nerves. I also want to see a little bit more of Ty Washington at the guard spot to try and get people involved and do what he does. But let's be honest. This is about Chet, folks. This is about Chet. It's about whether he can duplicate what he did in the first game of the Summer League when he had 22-8 and blocked 2 billion shots and set records in Summer League game. By the way, folks, we don't give a rat's you know what about block shots in Summer League history. Let's just keep it a buck here. So I do want to see what I see out of Chet. But, you know, the last game Chet played, my boy Kenny Lofton Jr., a.k.a. Yeah. Lefty Big Baby, a.k.a. Thickum, a.k.a. Thicker Than a Snicker. Big boy was doing that, little bang bang. And, you know, my man was having a little bit of trouble with it. So let's see if Chet, you know, is going, you know, get beat up a little bit inside. That's what I want to see. I know what Chet can do offensively, folks. But I want to see, our team just going to try and body him a little bit? And let's see how he counteracts it. But also in Oklahoma City, getting giddy with it. Josh Giddey's looked very good. Shots look good.
Dananda.
Playmaking is doing it. So let's see what happens when it goes with that. And then in regards to the Williams, the Jalen Williams, brothers, not brothers, same name, spelled differently, if you get what I'm saying, those two brought something to the table. So let's see what we get out of the OKC Thunder tonight.
That's all some great points, JY. And you mentioned Kenny Lofton Jr. for the Memphis Grizzlies. Let's focus a little bit on that squad right now. He did absolutely sun Chet Holmgren. That's a tough matchup for a 160-pound soaking wet Chet Holmgren. Not actually. He's probably closer to maybe 190, Coach, I would say. But that's still pretty small for a 7-footer getting banged around by 6'6 Kenny Lofton Jr., who's got to be pushing, like, I don't know, 340, 350, maybe even more. So that was not a favorable matchup for Chet. But today, Coach, the Grizzlies are taking on the L.A. Clippers. They're laying 3.5 points. The Grizzlies right now to win Summer League 14-1. That gives them the fifth best odds right now. There's a lot to look out for on this Grizzlies team. We got Xavier Tillman. We got my boy Trey Waters. I love me some Tremont Waters. Zaire Williams as well. He's obviously a very young and exciting player. And then Kenny Lofton Jr. and a few other guys here, Coach J.Y. What do you love about this Memphis Grizzlies team? I mean, I love to see a team that made such an impact in the playoffs and when they really weren't expected to. Now to see them also dominating the young guns, their young guns dominating, I should say. Very impressive stuff here from the Memphis Grizzlies. You like them here today, Coach?
I do. I just like where they're going as a franchise and developing kids. Remember, folks, they gave Kennedy Chandler a 4-year, I think $7 million deal for a second-year draft pick. That's something, folks, that doesn't happen. And I had Kennedy Chandler, I think, in top 20, 21 or so on my board. Don't sleep on Jake LaRavia, the kid out of Wake Forest. Stretch the floor, can shoot it, can defend. Love Vince Williams Jr. Listen, I got a Shaka Smart, you know, kind of bias towards VCU. Love what Mike Rhodes does with those kids. That kid's tough. And then you got my boy. You got Big Thickum. You got Big Thickum. Boy, Big Thickum, he be bringing that shit. You see, he got bang, bang, bang. He about to knock me out the screen myself. But I'm telling you, folks, I like what's going on there in Memphis. So give me the Memphis Grizzlies, because you know why? I don't go against Big Thickum.
We do not go against Big Thickum on this show. We have not, and we never will. JY, what an awesome job there, breaking down the Summer League action for today. Maybe find some of that winning edge here in the summertime, just when you didn't.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
When you thought you couldn't do it, you still can here on Betting Above the Rim. We'll talk futures coming up after the break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, looking into the futures crystal ball, seeing what kind of value we can muster up here on July 9th, a random Saturday in the summer. Shames and James here betting above the rim, and we're trying to find you that edge today so you can get some early value before next season begins. So, JY, we're going to talk a little bit about the conference futures here. We talked about the NBA title already, but how about some conference winners here? Maybe getting a little more zoomed in with that value and maybe finding some better spots there. So, Coach, we begin out west, out in the W. Not that W that we did last time, but a different W, the Western Conference. The Phoenix Suns are your overwhelming favorite right now. Not overwhelming, only a 10-cent favorite, actually. But plus 340, JY, for the Suns over the Golden State Warriors, who are at plus 350. And that's your defending champion of the Western Conference and of the NBA title. And then, Coach, go down the board a little bit from there and look who is just 10 cents below the Golden State Warriors. That's going to be the Los Angeles Clippers, baby. Adding John Wall, they're back in the fold. They got their two superstar wings coming back. They are ready to make some noise here in that Western Conference. And, Coach, I mean, we'll go through this board, but I just got to pause for a second. Why are the LA Lakers 6-1 to win the Western Conference right now, $5 ahead of the Denver Nuggets? Are you freaking kidding me? Based on some thought that they might get Kyrie Irving? I don't know about that, Coach JY, but let me tee it up to you here. Take us through that first four on the board here in the Western Conference before we move on to some of these more dark horse teams. What do you make of that 10 cents discrepancy between the first three in Phoenix, Golden State, and LA? And then seeing the Lakers there at plus 6-1. They moved up $20 since this offseason has begun, JY.
Well, first things first, you know, when you look at Phoenix, it's because of their fact that they still are, should be, the favorites to land Kevin Durant, if they can include a DeAndre Ayton and a Mikal Bridges in a trade to get KD out to the Valley of the Sun. So when you look at that, that makes sense, okay? You know, Golden State, where they are, maybe they'll look at the fact of disrespect, maybe the fact that they've lost someone like Gary Payton II. Don't sleep on Dante DiVincenzo signing with them as a free agent. Mm-hmm. Can shoot the three, really good defender, athletic in transition. I've always loved his game. So I think he helps them out. But then with the Warriors, you know, hopefully you get set for healthy for the entire year. You get another year back from Clay. You get Wiseman back. You know, they're going to miss Otto Porter Jr., who went to Toronto. But we'll see what happens with a team like the Golden State Warriors, who will be right there to the end. And then you got to go to the Clippers. Man, that team going to be nice this year. You know, when you got John Wall, you bring back, you know, PG-13. You get Kawhi. Now, Lord knows Kawhi be acting like Kawhi, and we never know what we're going to get out of him. But Kawhi Leonard, when he's at his best, he is one of the best in the NBA. You got Marcus Morris. You got Zubac. You got my guy. You got my guy, Reggie Jackson. You got Luke Kennard. Smooth, you know, hey, White, stay tight. If you two back, he's going to drain that Jimmy in your face. So you got another guy that could score the ball. So they got Depp, Coffee, man. And then you got Ty Lue, one of the very best in the NBA. That played a really well down the stretch of the season, made the play-in. That is a team that could definitely, you know, make the playoffs and make a run towards the Western Conference Finals if healthy. And then there's the Lakers. I mean, you know what it is? This is Kevin Walsh's fault. See, I almost lost my earpiece. Kevin Walsh, here's the reason why. Because he'd be coming on talk. Yeah, he just bet him up. Go take the Lakers. Go take the Lakers. Let me tell you something, folks. I love me LeBron. I love him. I love Anthony Davis. But I'm telling you, that team needs, if this was an over 38 and over league, oh, they got this thing on. They got this thing on a lot. that YMCA 35 and plus league, oh, they got this. They don't have the horses. And you could think that people, I think there's almost a play for people to bet them up. They bet them up at the lower odds. They moved up. Now are people going to bet them up again? Go ahead and bet your Lakers. JY ain't one of them. I don't care if they get Kyrie. Because still, who's playing defense? Where is your depth? Where is your perimeter shooting? Where are you going to get this from? So you're going to need Kyrie plus, plus, plus. That's why they've been asking for a guy like Joe Harris in the trade. But for me, looking at those top four teams, the Lakers should not be where they are. I would argue that Denver, the Mavericks, and the Grizzlies should all be above the Lakers right now.
Yeah, Coach, we'll dive into those teams in just a moment here. And I kind of agree with you, right? I look at those top four, and I feel like someone's not priced right. It's got to be the Lakers, in my opinion. That's got to be a Lakers tax that you're experiencing there. I do want to focus quickly on the Clippers there at plus 360. And I know they technically have the longest odds of any of those teams in the top three, but I know they are right there. And I think that is appropriate, JY. And it's one of the things that you mentioned, right? This season, or you mentioned it before, I should say, they learned how to win this season without their superstars. And playing with Ty Lue as this gritty, you know, chip on their shoulder, kind of backs against the wall, they made it into the playoffs, JY. So I'm interested to see what the Clippers come out with now after all the stars hopped up or stepped up during this season, or all the role players, I should say. Now you have the stars coming back this season. I am really excited about what the Clippers are going to do, bringing that attitude of winning with the talent now. That's a team. That's a team, JY.
Oh, yeah. By the way, folks, oops, I forgot some of their guys. Nicholas Batum, Robert Covington, Norman Powell. Bro, they can hit you in so many different ways with so many different dudes. They can run it up the floor. They can beat you half court. They can go with their wings. Their wings can roll into the post. They could stretch you out with a guy like Marcus Morris. Then you bring on possibly Norman Powell, Reggie Jackson, or Robert Covington off the bench. I mean, are you kidding me with this? So the only thing I think they probably would need is a true backup five. You know, Harden signed with the Knicks. Maybe they get someone in a trade or a free agent. You know, maybe someone like, I don't know, maybe Andre Drummond. I don't know who's available. I think he's already signed up, but try to get yourself a backup big. That's the only thing I'm looking at the Clippers that they could use as a big to eat minutes and fouls and rebound. But I'm telling you right now, the Clippers, out of all three of those teams, including the Suns with Kevin Durant, I actually may take my chance on the L.A. Clippers.
Hmm. Interesting point there, JY. Yeah, the Clippers could use a big man inside for sure there as well. But there is one team that we know certainly will not need a big man because they have two of them. They have 2 7-footers now. That's the Minnesota Timberwolves. Coach, their price right now at 19-1 are the Timberwolves. Behind the Grizzlies at 13-1. Behind the Mavericks at 13-1. Quickly, before we flip it over to the East, that a fair price for Minnesota at 19-1? I actually kind of think that is a bit of a steal right there, if I'm being honest, JY.
I think it's a steal. They should be closer or tied with Memphis right now. Listen, D'Angelo, Cat, listen, people are going to talk about Rudy Gobert. You know what's one of the best signings of the offseason? Slow-mo Kyle Anderson. Shoots the ball, can create, can defend. He's what that team needs. I'm telling you right now, take a look at Minnesota as a value play. They're going to start to creep up, folks. And Rudy Gobert will do one thing more than anything else. Keep Cat out of foul trouble. Look at them. Mm-hmm. They're a good value play, 19-1.
Good point, Coach. Great point there. I'm excited to see that tandem. Let's flip it over to the Eastern Conference. The Boston Celtics are now your odds-on favorite at plus 220, 30 cents ahead of the Milwaukee Bucks, who are there at plus 250. Of course, the Celtics came out of the East last season and were priced as the favorites opening up. But now you see them acquire Malcolm Brogdon from the Indiana Pacers, a signing I personally am, as a Celtics fan, am very excited about. Plus 220 seems like a fair price to me, JY, but I will say that statistically speaking, I want to say it's something like 13 out of the last 45 NBA Finals losers, right? So that would be the Celtics this year. They made the finals, but they lost. They did not, only 13 out of 45 return the following season. So you're talking about 30-something teams not returning to the NBA Finals the season after. Of course, Celtics upgrading from a talent perspective, but something I have my eye on here as I'm approaching my Eastern Conference handicapping.
Well, listen, they had a great year. And if you look at what they did in the offseason, trading and getting Malcolm Brogdon for nothing, and I mean nothing, I mean Daniel Theis, they really didn't give up really much of anything of value, Shane. So when you can go Smart, Brown, Tatum, Horford, Robert Williams, and then bring Brogdon and White off the bench with Grant Williams, You know, you could argue maybe another big, they will miss Tyson in that regard, so maybe another big would benefit them. But you got to admit, their top seven or eight are really, really good. But here's the thing, James. Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, Milwaukee. You know, you could argue, when you look at things like this, that teams like Milwaukee, if they would have had a healthy team, do they win a seven-game series versus Boston? It's always a what-if league. But yeah. I do like getting Bobby Portis back. I like Middleton getting to his spot. I'm going to tell you this. If he's healthy, don't sleep on Joe Ingles. Don't sleep on Joe Ingles coming over as a free agent. We'll see what they get. They got Serge Ibaka back. So I think the team that should be the favorite, honestly, is Milwaukee. But those two, along with Miami and the dark horse, Lord, I'm going to say it, James. Philadelphia has got a chance. Because to me, if you're going to risk $15 million for 1 year, you better bring it. Because let me tell you something, James Harden, you ain't getting $47 million again. You won't get $32 million again. Shoot, you may not get $20 million again unless you show up and you show out this year. And I think he's motivated. People are questioning this dude. And listen, he's getting the band back together. He's got him. He's got Daryl Morey. They brought in P.J. Tucker. There's rumors that they're going to try and get Eric Gordon. You got all the other pieces. I'm telling you this right now, folks. If James Harden gets his behind in shape and plays the way he's capable of with JoJo, can stay healthy, this team could get themselves to the NBA final. And guess what, folks? He better be healthy, and he better bring it from day one into Philadelphia, because I'll tell you this right now, that window is closing at the end of the 2022-2023 season. Watch out for the Philadelphia 76ers, folks.
JY, I'm not going to agree with you on your Philly take there. I will not show Philly love on this program if I don't truly believe it, which I don't. But I do appreciate the optimism there. I think it is freaking hilarious. They bring Daryl Morey into town. They're like, you know what? Let's just assemble this team that we already had that, by the way, never made the NBA Finals. Let's just run that whole thing back. I guess you add Joel Embiid, and it's a different story there, JY. But, yeah, some really good value spots. And I think, you know, one of the things we're seeing now is that, in my opinion, the power is shifting back to the West a little bit. I think the West is top-heavier, and it has the depth as well. So keep it right here. We are going to be right back after the break. Betting Above the Rim, closing it out here on a Saturday morning.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, more futures talk as we close out Betting Above the Rim here on Sports Grid TV, Sirius XM, Channel 159, all across your OTT streaming platforms. I am John Shames. He is James Young. And we're talking a little bit about some big picture concepts here in this final segment. And my question for Coach JY is, JY, what rule would you have changed in the NBA for next season if you had the power to march into Adam Silver's office and say, you know what? We're changing this. What would it be, and how would you change it?
You know, they're going to vote on it this month. It's a transition take foul. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. Here's the thing, folks. I've coached at the college game. I've coached at the high school game. You even see kids doing it in both if I go watch a game, where kids will give up a foul to prevent a transition score. Here's a problem, folks. When you have this situation where you stop a transition foul, you don't play the ball, it is what they call an intentional foul, okay? Which is in usually high school, two shots in the ball, college, two shots in the ball at half court. So to me, if you're going to do this take foul rule, you have to penalize that team. It's not the offensive team's fault that you couldn't get back on defense. So it should be automatic. I'm not saying one shot. I'm saying two shots and the ball. And that's the way it should be. You know what? You know, you want to make the game more exciting? Stop taking away the take foul. Because every game, there's about 4 to 5 of them. Every time you start charging teams 2 shots in the ball, regardless of it, it will change the rule. I don't need a video monitor replay. If they don't play the ball, that's an automatic 2 shot and the ball. That's it. Game over. Points will go up. More exciting basketball this year.
I love that, JY. I think that would be a major improvement for the NBA. And like you said, that is something that is under review right now. They'll be voting on it this week, so maybe we'll see a different landscape when it comes to officiating and the take fouls next season. A great take from JY. We're going to do it all again next week here on Saturday morning. We will see you then.